Spend your afternoon with Relebo Gile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
8 minutes to 2 o'clock. Let's talk about understanding integration platforms. And we're joined by Daniel Chilcott, who's the co-founder at Flowgear, Africa's first cloud-based integration platform. Daniel, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Relebo Gile.
So, Daniel, share with us, what does it mean if we're saying cloud-based integration platform?
Well, you know, we've been talking about funerals. We've been talking about divorce. I want to talk to you about marriage.
Yes.
So there's this guy, and he meets the woman of his dreams, and they're going to get married, and he brings him home to meet his family. And they're sitting around the dinner table, and his mother, the future mother-in-law, is sitting on the other side of the table, and she's eyeing this woman out. And there's some friction there. It's uncomfortable. What's the reason for that? It's because there's a communication gap. Their backgrounds are a little different. There's some cultural difference. And so that's the problem that we solve in a business context. We help systems to talk to each other. So in any business, you've got multiple apps and services, and you have data that overlaps across them. And if you don't have a way to get that data into the places it needs to be, then you have all of these apps operating as silos and you're very inefficient. I'll give you an example of what this looks like. Let's say you set up an e-commerce platform. Your customers are placing orders in your store. You have those orders sitting there, and somehow they need to become invoices inside the accounting system. So by default, what's going to happen is someone in accounts is going to have to capture those invoices manually.
Yes.
What Flowgear and integration platforms do is automate that process. So it will automatically take that order from the e-commerce platform, translate it into an invoice, and integrate it in real time into the accounting system. So take that example and multiply it out across the tens and in some bigger businesses, hundreds of different apps. And you can have hundreds to thousands of these integrations that are firing automatically. It creates a very efficient way of operating.
And I think that sounds like such a brilliant system, because in the many unique industries, you do find that different departments struggle to talk to one another because they're working off of completely different systems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for example, a sales team using a CRM tool, if they don't have visibility of customer invoices, maybe they don't know there's a big outstanding balance with that customer. So if you could have an integration that pulls summary finance information into the CRM, now suddenly the salespeople can see it. So it's not just about operational efficiency. It's about empowering all the individual teams in the business to see data that normally is not accessible to them.
So if somebody is listening and they are thinking to themselves, I'm an accounts person. I actually love things the way that they are. You're talking about data. It now means I have to go learn new systems where I'm comfortable just doing my Excel spreadsheets and sharing it on the shared drive. What would you say to that person who maybe is feeling, I don't want to say intimidated, but like it feels like they have to learn something completely new? Because you do get people in companies who are like, why break, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Well, you know, generally the end users in a business aren't actually going to have to learn anything new. When a platform's done right, an integration platform, data just shows up in the right place without any intervention. So, you know, you go from having to manually import a spreadsheet of your new supplier prices. You pull this spreadsheet from them, you've applied markups, and now you need to do that import into your Sage product or whatever your accounting system is. Those problems just go away. Data is now just where it needs to be. But you can also have the appropriate controls. So you can have kind of a report of activity that's going to be performed if it's approved by a person. So, you know, in some cases, depending on what type of transaction or data you're syncing, you need an approval process. But the point is, you actually don't need to learn how to use something. You're working in the apps that you're already familiar with.
Okay, that makes complete sense. So how, if a company comes to you, what would you say is the, in inverted commas, ideal client that comes to you wanting these integrated systems? Is it a client who says, look, we don't have any problems, but I'd love for you to look at what we're doing and maybe there's a way you can improve. Or are you specifically looking for people who are like, these are the challenges in our business, and I suspect it's because this is not talking to this?
Yeah, well, that latter category is certainly ideal for us, because these are customers who already appreciate the value of automation and how that helps, you know, their own team get rid of mundane tasks and how that helps them respond more quickly. So, you know, operational efficiency. But a lot of the time, the issue is that people actually don't realize that this capability even exists. So they're experiencing a pain, but they're kind of numb to it, right? So for us, we look for kind of subtle signals that there's a pain point, or that they're going to encounter some kind of pain point. And one major trigger for that is when you're adopting a new product. So if you're setting up an e-commerce store or a CRM tool or an HR or payroll tool, those are points at which it's ideal to start to integrate. And a lot of customers, when we first engage them, they just ask for one thing. But once we've got that bedded down for them, they realize other areas that they can integrate. And so, you know, more and more integrations follow in the ensuing months.
Are there any disadvantages to this? Because what if there's a miscommunication in the system or an error that now requires somebody to manually go through everything? Or are there any cons like that could happen?
Well, it's a little like renovating your house. You can find a good builder or a bad builder, right? Yes. And so similarly with software, if the integration is not architected correctly, it hasn't been workshopped properly, people haven't thought through the different ways it will fail and how those failures need to be dealt with, then you can certainly have a bad implementation, just like any project can go wrong. But generally, if it's been designed properly, it'll give you a huge amount of efficiency. The only time it's not really applicable is if the volume of data that you want to sync is extremely small. So if you're doing like 10 or 50 orders a week, that's maybe not really at a volume where it's worth automating. So you need to trade off the cost to getting the integration built versus the hassle factor of not having it in place. But other than that, anything's fair game.
So how do people get in touch with your company, Flowgear?
Yep. So you can find us at flowgear.net. And we also have an event that we're running at Microsoft's offices in Gauteng next week, Tuesday. We'd love to see people there if you're interested in finding out more. All the details are on the homepage of our website.
So that's flowgear.net. Thank you so, so much for coming to chat to us, Daniel Chilcott. Just on that, Africa's first cloud-based integration platform. You may have been listening and thinking, hey, I could use this for my business. Go and try.